Shalom Aleichem, Smitas friends, Shishiv Espeskos, Rabbi Nitzvah Shichyu, Veschus Moshe Lepesh, the Marisol Moshe Mordechai, Rabbi Nitzvah Benez, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Lera Puas, Yechev Fege, Vans Mechav Yisvasya, Chana Gittel Vans Naomi Aliza, Shachalei Soch Sha'al Cholei Yisrael, this Shom Vidyam Mitish Nam Chaleya, this was David Shukal Ben Rachav, Rachav Tzach Masei Adayan, Rachav Tzach Lester, Rachav Tzach Masei Adayan, Rachav Tzach Tzach Tzach, Rachav Tzach 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 Rachav Hatzlacha, Kol Hanilvim, Eleha, Vela. This is based in the Torah, Moreno Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva. We've already discussed in the past, if I'm not mistaken, the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, that even though there's no Ribui for the Simcha on the first night of Yom Tov, as we see in Psochim, and Daf Ayin Aleph, the Gemara there says that, V'yisa ach samech l'rabuis yoyim toiv v'acharoin, Shoshmini Atzeres the Simcha, but there's no Ribui for the first night. Because Marban Ilel Yom Tov Achon Shei Simcha Lefonov, Motzin Ilel Yom Tov Rishon Shein Simcha Lefonov. So I include the last night because there's Simcha before it, but I don't include the first night because there's no Simcha before it. Nevertheless, the first night of Pesach is different because it's the time of Achilas Pesach, which is a special carbon for this Chag, and it has a din simcha v'atzmai. Kol haregalim meshutafim v'mitzvat simchat yom tov v'asher mikoram mivesamachta v'chagecha v'lukan v'levi Pesach yesh la l'simcha makor l'atzma. So the first night of Pesach is different because it's the time of eating the carbon Pesach, which is a special carbon for the Chag. It has a din simcha la'atzmai. So you have a special din simcha on the first night of Pesach, mitzad the din of carbon Pesach. All the regalim have a common denominator. It's a mitzvah simcha tziyadu v'samachta v'chagecha. Here on Leil Pesach, the Simcha has its own makor. What's the makor of the Simcha on Leil Pesach? Carbon Pesach. Uvadai that there's adifus for a kli that's miyuchad le'echad mikli ha'mishutav gam la'achirim. Kli that's special for one person has an adifus, a preference for a kli that's used by others. It's well known what the Mefarshim ask. That in the Mitzvah Bechor was said only on the Bechor Me'aim in Petarechem, whereas Makas Bechoros, the Kedusha's Bechor is the mother's firstborn, but Makas Bechoros, which is the Makor of Kedusha's Bechor, was also on the Bechor Me'av. So how can the Kedusha of the Bechor be only on the Bechor Me'aim when Makas Bechoros, which is the Makor of Kedusha's Bechor, is even on Bechor Me'av from the father. Ben Noach is neragala ubrim. Ben Noach is killed even when he kills a fetus. We call today abortion. Shenamar shofich dama adam badam dama yishofich. Voracious tesvah. Who's shofich dama adam badam adam badam? Ve'yomer ubor shimnosim badam. What does it mean? One who spills the blood of a person in a person. Who's a person in a person? It's a fetus. A fetus is a person in another person. Pretty cool. So, not cool abortion. Cool that you can have a person within a person. But anyway, so you have this issur of abortion. It's shofech dama adam ba'adam. If you do this, kill the adam sheba'adam, then chas v'shalom dama yishafech. His own blood should be spilled. And then it says, vayter, so, on one end, this pasuk was said, "Davkid of Bnei Noach, Bnei Noach ne'eragalu ubrim." Sanhedrin 57b. On the other hand, the pasuk fear dies. The pasuk concludes, "Ki b'tzelam elokim asos adam." So, if the whole word is tzelam elokim, so it should be shayich, sai to Bnei Noach and sai to Yisrael. It should be shayich to both Bnei Noach and Yisrael. So, why is it only shayich to Bnei Noach? This Issu Misa one is chayiv misa for killing an uber, if the pasuk explains, because b'tzelem elokim asa sa'adam, which certainly applies to Jews as well. So to understand all of this, we have to explain the Lashon HaKodesh as a special term. For an uber who's not a bayim kayam, it's called a nefel, as opposed to a mace of a pshuto, because in nature himself, it's not shayach, a Lashon Yitziyah, unless somebody is alive. Nefilah is shayach even on something is daimim. Yotzei is something chai, and nefilah is in something daimim. Therefore, the ubar, who's yotzei me'arechem, she'enu bar kayam, he's a stillborn, it's like a daimim, he's like an inanimate object, so that's called a nefel, because he's not a yotzei. She'enu yotzei me'arechem kechai, ala nefel misham. מבחן החיוס הוא יציא על האוויר העולם. לכן בשעה שנסתל כחיוס מעובר קורין עליהם נפל. So the test of life is that he comes out to the world, יציא, actively, but if he doesn't have chiyus, we call him a nefel. However, that's all from the side of nature. However, ba'emes, there's also an internal, deeper necessity in the chachm of Lashon HaKodesh to be mamtzi, to invent a new word, nefel, for this stillborn. And that's behekdem, what we find in the pitka of Chavra, harbe arbe tzvoinech v'heroinech ve'etzev til dibonim. Chazin and mikan tarti, we see from here two things. That we separate the herayon and the leida. V'lo nizkuru biyachad, herayon v'leida. הרבה הרבה צבונך והרונך, first become the הריון, the pregnancy, and then בעצב תל דיבונים, and then ביתר we have the giving birth. So there's a חלוקה between, a distinction made, between pregnancy and birthing. בעז, צבונך והרונך, נזכר בגוף שני, in other words, it says etzvonech veheronech, your pain and your pregnancy, your, and it says vayter ve'etzev tel dibanim. It doesn't say ve'etzev leidasech. So why is that? Why doesn't it say, it says etzvonech veheronech? Why not leidasech? In the Mishnah Edius Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, we learn that the father is a zeichel of noy b'chamisha dvorim. Ve'echad imam hu b'mispar ha-doros v'hu ha-ketz. One of the things the father is mizakeh his son is the number of generations, and that's the end. Shenemar koirei ha-doros me'rosh. Afo pi shenemar v'avodim vinu oisam ar b'meo is shana. In other words, the cheshbon for the geula is b'mispar ha-doros. So the father is one door, the son is the next door, and the cheshbon of the geula is l'fi seder ha-doros, Hashem is koirei doros me'rosh. So yes, the servitude was 400 years, but the geula is four generations. The cheshbon for the geula is k'fi seder u'mispar ha-doros. Now, it's not our inyan here to establish Ech mistadrim yachad cheshbon ha-shanim v'cheshbon ha-dorot. But al kol panim, goyim sh'neamra geula b'dorot, dor revi'i yashuvu heina. Ma umnam hagdarat mispar dorot. What's the hagdoro, what's the definition of the number of generations in which our geula is talui, depends? Choviv Odom Shinivro B'Tselem, V'chaviv in Yisroel Shenikru Bonim. A person is beloved because he was created in the image of God, and the Jewish people are beloved because they are called sons of God. So the not Norway people think, understands as if B'nai Noach was given B'Tselem, and there's an Adifus Smaila for Knesset Yisroel that we are called Bonim. However, this is a tos gemura vigrua. This is a bad mistake to think that Bnei Noach were given a tzelem, and we've been adifus that we're called banim. Because there's no maila greater than a tzelem. Tzelem Elohim is the best. The si hamaala umrom hapizga. Nothing greater than being tzelem Elohim. And if it's mash from the mission, there's an adifus maila. The Torah Hashem bonim, ena perush ela, kide lehalan. So if it's mashma in the Mishnah, that being a ben is better, then the Pelush must be as will follow. After the chait and mute of Tsuras Odom, Knesset Yisrael was given the koach lahachzir ulechadesh oisa tsura kebrishayna. V'alzeh amru Odom atem kruyim Odom, ve'ein umos ha'oilam nikroim Odom. You are called Odom, and the nations of the world are not called Adam. In other words, there was a chait. We discussed this recently. After the chait, there was miut suras Adam. There was a diminishing of man's great stature, spiritually, physically. And now the Jewish people have the capacity to be machzil, to be mechadesh, that tsura as it once was. And on that it says, Adam atem. You are called Adam, and the umas olam are not called Adam. We have to be machzil, the tsuras Adam, of Adam Arishon, that Hoicha Madrege, that very high level. And Kamashi Yishtadlu V'yitivu B'nei Noach Ma'aseyem Lo Yo'ilu L'karev Yimei Ha'osid Lavom V'achris Hayomim B'chol Shul Kol Avedosam Einu Al Lakayim Animtza V'loi Lahachdiv. B'nei Noach are not going to be Makarev Gula. The whole Aved of B'nei Noach is to keep the established pattern, the established system, and not to destroy it. Aval b'nei Yisrael, mechad shem oisa tzura shel Adam b'tchiyas ha-meisim. But Am Yisrael is mechadesh the tzura of Adam in tchiyas ha-meisim, v'yisoyit koicham b'zehu, shehem heim ha-mesumanim, kibonim atem l'ashem elokeichem. And the yisoyit koich of Knesset Yisrael is that we are called banim. It is our job to be mechadish the tzura of Adam and Chiyas HaMesim, and thus we are called Bonim LaShem Elokeichem. Tselem means Dimui LaMakor, that was similar to the source. V'chol ben yesh lo koich legalos Dimui Shelo LaMakor. Every son has the capacity to make himself similar to his source, and therefore, Knesset Yisrael are Bonim LaShem. We have in our hands the power to be mechadesh mailas atzelem acharei mi'uto, to be mechadesh the level of the tzelem after it was diminished. And if there's a possibility for Bnei Noach to be mekarei that chiddush atzelem, that is only through their being appended in some way to Knesset Yisrael, whether it's being a ger tzedek or a ger toshev, by being appended to the children. They have now an opening of a gate that they can also be included in the mechadshim, those who renew the world with tchias hamesim and are mechadish tzelem, the dimui lamakor, they're being similar to the source. However, mitzad atzmam, they don't have that koich achidish. It's only the tzeiruf, the Knesset Yisrael. Mashenikvu b'nei Noach b'mishnah kibal le'atzelem. Not that in the Mishnah, that they're called Baalei Atzelem, that's only because they have this capacity to append themselves to the Jewish people and thus be Mechadish, the Tzelem, the true Tzelem, the true Dimui LaMakor, Odom before the sin. We have an Efsharus, but it really belongs, this power really lies with the Jewish people, because we are Banim. We are the Banim. Not Bunim, some Jews are named Bunim, but the true Bunim are Knesset Yisrael. So Bunim is not an additional Maila Agabe Atzelem. It's a Ha'amoka B'toich Madregas Atzelem Atzim. In other words, the only way that you can really get to the true Tzelem is by being a Ben. And that's by being a Jew, or being connected somehow to the Jews. Then you can be Mechadish, that Tzelem Mekori, that original Tzelem. Amazing. As Mekubal Atzleinu, שפירוש מספר הדורות הנזכר במשנה של עדויות שאב זוכה לבנו בזמן שנולד ויצא לאוויר העולם דווקא. כל עוד שהיה רק בעיבור, אינו נכנס עדיין למספר דורות. אבל אחר שכבר יצא לעולם, אפילו מת מיד, כבר נחשב לדור לעניין המספר הזה. So we have a tradition that מספר הדורות, that's mentioned in the Mishnah Edius, the father of Zach to the son, is from the time he is born. And as long as he's only in the stage of being in utero, being a fetus, he is not included in the number of generations. But after he is Yotze La'avira Oilam, if he dies immediately, he's already considered a generation as far as the count of generations to bring the Geula. If you have an Ubar who lost his Chiyus and the Ibor hasn't been finished, he is not in this Cheshbon at all, and he is called a Nefel. But once he's born, now he's in this Cheshbon of Mispar HaDoros. מעתה אנחנו חוזרים לפסוק של פתקת חווה, חווה פתקה, חווה כביתו. We saw that it's pregnancy and birth are not mentioned as one, because they are fundamentally different. היריון doesn't have a Pesach, an opening for the מספר הדורס. He's not included in the category of son. Only בלידה, now he is a chain, a link in the chain, of generations. So that explains the distinction between the Hirayon and the Leida. Od nitchalku b'zeh sheHirayon is be'itzvonech v'heronech. The Leida just is the gufa de uvdo, the maisik shel atzmai. She'al yedei Hirayon nutzar ubar she'eino nichlal b'mispar adorot ve'ein kan petach yeshua legeula. Aval b'Leida שכבר נכלל בחשבון מספר הדורות עד הקץ, הלא בתוך ייסורי הלידה עצמם, נכלל פתח ישוע ונמצא שבהיריון, סובלת היא הייסורים שהם כולה שלה לעצמה, ואין כאן מוצא ישועה. נגיד לידה שיש כאן ייסורים, בכדי לעשות קץ לייסורים, לקרב הגאולה, ויש לה ניחום בייסוריה, ואין הסבל לה לעצמה, כמו בהיריון, הנקרא הרונך. So it says, Lach, the heroine is to you. By Leida it only says, Eitzev tel dibonim. Doesn't say you. Why? Because through the Herayon, this Ubar is being created. It's not included in the Mispar Doros, and there's no opening for a geula, for a salvation. But b'leida shekvar nichlal b'cheshbon mispar adorot ad haketz, when the child is born, now he's included in the mispar adoros that bring to the end, that bring to the ultimate geula. So within the yisurim of the leida, within the pain of the leida, there is an opening for a yeshua, for a salvation. So it emerges that in pregnancy she suffers yisurim that are kula shela la'atzma. It's only for her herself. That's why it says etzvanech ve'ranech. It's only about you. There's no Yeshua here. But leida, it's going to bring the end of the yisurim. It's going to be menayat v'kar v'gula. It's going to, so she has a consolation in her yisurim. Yitzvah is not for herself. It's not heronech. It's not only yours. So therefore, it says be'etzev, not be'etzvech. Leida sech. It doesn't say leida sech, because then it would be only about her. No. The Eitzav Tel Dibanim. It's not just about you. Your Yisurim, Rebbetzin, are bringing about ultimately the Geula, the Ganze Welt, the whole world. So now we are prepared to Kim Tzirik, to the Halacha, that B'nai Noach Chayovim Ala Ubrin, that B'nai Noach are Chayov on the fetuses. When a man kills, he's Chayov only when he kills Dugmasa B'sulam HaChayim. It has to be someone similar to him in the ladder of life, that the chiyuv is not on harigas behema. Now, Knesset Yisrael are called banim. We are going towards the chidush hatzelam elokim, chidush ha'odam, ve'ein ben ad la'achar ha'leida, im ken enu chayv al harigas uburim. In other words, you have to, in order for one to be chayv misa, he has to kill somebody like him in the ladder of life. There's no chiyuv to kill an animal. Knesset Yisrael are called banim. We are going to be Mechadish Tzelem Elokim, Chidush HaAdam. And there's no ben There's no banim atem, there's no ben until after the birth. And therefore we are not chayav on harigas ubrim. Because when a being is still in the status of being in utero, fetus, so the being does not have yet a toar, a description of ben, but b'nei Noach, that their hishtaychut l'chayim, their relatedness to life in its original form, is only mitzad efsharut, that it's only a possibility, because they only have the possibility, it's not a vadai, but they have the potential, they have the capacity to mishayich themselves, to relate themselves to light, the life, in its original form, i.e., restoring their Chutzelem Elokim, by appending themselves, by connecting themselves to Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, their Chayev ala Ubar, because the Chiyus of the Ubar is also in the world of Efsharut. They have an Efsharut, they have a possibility of restoring Selam Elokim. And Memela, their Chayev and killing, and Ubar, who also has an Efsharut of Chayim. He might come to life. Fizoche will be Yotze La'avir Olam. And therefore, B'Tselem is always explained according to the context. B'Tzivui L'Noyach Shteit Shofech Dom Ha'odem V'Odem Dom Yishofech Ki B'Tselem. Since we're talking about killing an Ubar, so, and this Tzivui is given to Noach, so it says Ki B'Tselem Elokim Asa Asa'odem. So here we're talking about the Tzelem of Efsharut, not the Tzelem of Vadai, because we're talking the context of Noach. So a person kills an Ubar, Dom Yishofech Ki B'Tselem, because he was created B'Tselem, meaning he has the possibility of to be mishayich themselves to life in its original form. Amazing. So therefore, Tzelem Elokim, Tzelem of Adam is one thing, and that's what Knesset Yisrael is going to restore, and then there's the Tzelem of the fetus, which is a potential of Tzelem, and one is chayav for killing the fetus, because B'nai Noach are chayav even for potential, because that's their Yisrael, the Mahus. They only can restore the original Tzelem and potential if they connect themselves to the Jewish people. So here, Kana ben Shoel, from what point of time does the Cheshbon HaDoros start Likras HaGula Asida? And the answer is clear. Mishas Leil Pesvov, from the night of the 15th, which is the time of the Chalos of Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem. Zman Yisrael Nikru'u Banim, from Ashkatuv, Bini Pchori Yisrael. On the night of the 15th, which is the Chalos Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem, then we are called Banim. Bnei B'chori Yisrael. When does the Cheshbon of Seder HaDoros start Likras HaGeula Asida? From the 15th, Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem, from the time that the Jewish people are called Banim. Bnei B'chori Yisrael. Now comes the Geula, Derech HaMaka Asiris, Makas B'chori's Dafka, not earlier. The minyan is that through the Yitzia Mimitzrayim, she Yitzia La'avir Ha'olam Shel Klal Yisrael, O Ani Yisrael Elokim Lakachat Lo Goy, Mikerev Goy, Ke'ubar Me'ei Imo, Az Nikarim Banim Lamakom. Through the Yitzia Mimitzrayim, which is a Yitzia La'avir Ha'olam Shel Klal Yisrael, so then we are called Banim Lamakom. As the pasuk says, "Oh, and Yisrael, Kim Lavodikaras Gog Gog Gog." We're taking one nation from another. Chazal say, "Ku'uvar Mei'imo." That's when we're called Banim. So the Geula is Yitzias Yisrael La'avir Olam. The Geula is the Jewish people being born. That's called birth. So we see here that the Kiddushas Bechor is Dafka BePeter Rechem BeLeida. Is Dafka when it's the born? It's the first baby that comes out of the mother's womb. And this is a bitl of malas b'chor mitzrayim. It's not totally belated. That's what it means. B'choreyam harakta, u'v'chorcha ga'alta. Since Paro wanted to be ma'akev olad Yisrael, ayde yitzia mitzrayim, he didn't want to let the Jews be born. He didn't want to let us out of Egypt. And through this, he wanted to be ma'akev the latest of the birth of B'nei B'chor Yisrael. He wanted to hold back the birth of God's son, God's children, the Jewish people. So he then had a koach. He then had a mak in his koach holada, b'choreim. וזה עומק מובן עיכובו של פרעה ליציאת ישראל ממצרים, התנגדות לחילוק זה בין עיבור ללידה. And that's the deeper meaning of why Paro wanted to forestall the exodus of the Jewish people from Egypt, because Paro was opposed to this distinction between Ibur and Leida. And as by letting us out, he's showing that by when you are born, that is when you receive your Tzelem Elokim, as opposed to us, we are only in the world of Efsharut. So we are already as fetuses, we're already Bechorot. Because again, we said the difference between the Jewish fetus and the Gentile fetus is that the Gentile is chayav in the fetus because his essence is only of Sherut, the possibility of restoring the original Tzelem Elokim, whereas the Jewish people is after we're born, because we are Befoal, restoring the Tzelem Elokim. So only after we come out Befoal are we going to, is there a chiyuv to kill, and is one considered a bechor, and that's the counting of the doros. Paro made gzeira on the miyaldos. Risim avnayim benu v'amitim also. Paro said, kill the fetus when it's still a fetus, and they'll let it come out, because he opposed this distinction between the Jews and the non-Jews, between ibur and leida. By them, what's chashav is the ibur, because they're only a possibility, and therefore they're chayv even on the possibility. They're ready before from the Ibur. Mashen Kein Us, we are actualization of the restoration of the Tzelem. And the Mela, that is expressed in actual Leida. And now we understand that only Gabe Hakah is Koch Olad Hashem Mitzrayim, B'chor ever included in the Hakah, because the Shema of is already called the Shas HaIbur. V'shema em nikra b'shas ha'leida, like we see the Gemara in Megillah, ki ein lo av v'ein. Gemara says, what do you mean, 11? There's a father and a mother, talking about Esther. The father died b'shas ha'rayim, and the mother when she was born. So already he was a father b'shas ha'rayim, and the father died, and then the mother is only when she's born. But by mitzvah, so therefore, the shame of is already m'shas ibur. So by mitzrayim, there's no chilik between ibur and leida. Because they don't have the Seder HaDoros, HaTali B'Leida. They don't have the Geula that's Tali and Seder HaDoros, like Knesset Yisrael does. And therefore for them, the Makkah was already on the fetus, even when the mother wasn't a mother yet. It was only the father. Because they don't have this distinction between Ibur and Leida. So therefore, anybody who was a Bechor got it. Even the Bechor Me'av, who was a father, already called a father at the time of being a fetus. Whereas for the Jewish people, the Jewish fetus is not significant yet. Why not? Because our Mispar HaDoros, our Geula only starts from the birth. That's when you can count the generations. And that's when we're, and as we explained, because the Truth Salem is revealed for us in, for real, in the real world, not just as a possibility that if you connect to the Jewish people, the second a Jewish person is born, that in itself is the part of the process of the Geula and the restoration of the original Tzelem of man. And that's why at the Rega, at the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Peter Rechem was Miskadesh, in the beginning of the holiness of birth of Bani Matem. And Leil Tesvav is a tikkun on the Klal of Chal V'Chava, where there's a distinction between Herayon and Leida, the Shnayim, that the Herayon is only for her, and then the Leida is a Tikkun Klali for the world. The Dafka B'chor Me'em Mit Kadesh, it has to be a B'chor Me'em, because then you have the Chiddush Inyan HaLeida when he's Paito the Rechem. Because when is a child called, when is a mother called a mother? B'shas HaLeida. And therefore there's a special Kedusha of the Bechor from the Leida. Because that's when she's called a mother. And by Knesset Yisrael, what's special is the Leida. When we're actually born. That's when the Mispar HaDora starts. מרגע זה שגילוי קדושת לידה מתחיל חשבון מספר הדורות, and now we start the cheshbon of Mispar HaDoros to restore the Tzelem Elokim, the Mahalach of the Gula Asida. So when does the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael start? When we have the status of Banim Atem. Banim Atem is only at the time of birth. And that relates specifically to the mother. That's when she becomes a mother, at the time of birth. And this is what brings about the Geula. It's an idea of Peter Rechem. This is what opens up the womb. And this is also opening up the Geula. The Rechem, the Rachmanis of the Geula. The Kilrega Katonas of Tich. Rachem and Kedola Makapsech. The Shetz of Ketzev, the Stati Panay Regi Mech, the Chesed Olam Richem Tich. So this great Rachem is going to start at the Peta Rechem. The mother is opening up her womb, and that's going to bring the Rachem ultimately the Geula Asida. That's the Mispar HaDoros that starts with the birth. And the mother is called a mother, B'chor Me'ein. B'nei B'kilat Chavan is Kara Lashon Etzev. This is the Lashon of Etzev as it's describing the Yisurei Leida, Etzev Tel Dibonim. Perusho Be'atzvut Hanu Isviyat Ratzon. B'lti Merutza Mimatzava. Mekivan Shekani Apam HaRishona. Sheba Lashon Atzvut B'Pasuk. What's the Sharish Atzvus? The birth, because that's the first time it says it in the Torah. Not being satisfied. That's birth. Why? Because this is a kitrug in Surah Sa'adam. Ki omek v'sharish tzar ibar v'leidu hu mi'a kitrug al b'riya sa'adam chodosh. Shetoyin al yiborei kamo b'tchila sa'briya l'shasham l'spata l'amikachrug. V'kishachot ha'adam v'nismayit Nehemar b'kila eschav v'shechoyzer ha'kitru. V'him mitoch yisviyas ratzon me'adam azeh v'me'yuta. V'ayim shenikru yisurim eilu b'shem etzev atzvus. V'kan sherish l'kol atzvus b'adam. Sh'mizeh shenole mitchila v'atzvus o'imai. Sh'ayim mekatrigim kvar me'yotz o'id v'me'imai. The depth of the tzara ibor and leida is from the kitrug, and that man shouldn't be created. Before man was created, it said, al yibari, there was a kitrug. The man shouldn't be created from the malachim. So there was a bittul on the makatreg. Man was created. But when man sinned, he was diminished. And now there's kilas chava, that the kitcher comes back. The man shouldn't be created. So that's the dissatisfaction, the istvias ratza of man, the miyuto, in his diminished state. And that's why these Yisurim are called Eitzev Atzvus. That's the sadness. Because now there's a dissatisfaction with the Etzem birth of man. Because man's status, man's stature has been diminished. And this is the root of all Atzvus of a person. Because he's born with Atzvus. He's born with Atzvus because already when he was born, there was a Mekatrig he shouldn't be born. Because the Tzuras HaOdem was diminished. That's a kitrug on suras on leida sa'adam, and that's the source of our atzvus that we shouldn't be here. Ani amit v'achaya machatzti v'ani arpa v'kiddush v'vasuk be'dvarim lamed bet lamed tet machatzti b'machatz makato shel olam zo amita v'b'chol ha'regalim yeshna simcha shav v'samachta b'chagecha halo yitachen shenitchadsha simchat regel namrot shorash shel atzvut shenemtza v'adam. I smote and I will heal. So Chazal say that I smote, machatzti, memachatz makasu shaloyim is misa. So in all their golem there's a simcha v'samachti b'chagecha. So it could be there's a chiddush of simcha saregel, despite the root of atzvus, the ontological sadness that is found in all men. But the simcha still remains alone, and the atzvus remains alone. Yes, there's a v'samachti b'chagecha, but there's still going to be an atzvus of man's not being worthy of being created because man is being born in this diminished state. The tselem has been diminished. But on the night of Tesvav, the chiddush is that the simcha completely uproots the atzvus, because banim Hashem, banim atem, Hashem elokeichem, in the simcha of this night is the refuah for the atzvus. Machatzti, I gave a machatz, I smote you, with misa, Chazal say, and vani erpa, I'm going to heal this machatz. When? That is on the night of Tesvav, because this night has a special simcha, kli miyuchad, only for this night, and therefore that kli miyuchad of simcha is going to uproot the atzvus of, and the ontological atzvus of man, that he was born in a diminished state, and this is because this is the night of the birth of Klal Yisrael, whose job it is to restore the tzelem, and therefore atzvus minayin. Where do we have atzvus? This is the night of Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, where we are yotzim la'avir olam and revealed in all of our glory, as the generations are now going to come and restore the tzelem, and we are going to be zochet to the gula asida. Ve'advorim smeichem kinesinasem, mamish gevaldik. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.